On today's episode, we are continuing our list of top AI companies who have raised over $100 million in the past year. It's really been fun to go through these and really just see what kinds of companies are raising the most money, and also, you know, what industries are really, you know, leading in using AI. So we're going to continue our list today. But before we do, Jaden, why don't you tell them about AI Hustle School Community?
Yeah. So if you are interested in making money with AI tools or in scaling your current business, Jamie and I every week drop an exclusive piece of content. And this week we did one all about using AI to help you create podcasts. This is something that I've done for over 2 years before ChatGPT ever existed. I was using AI and different AI voice tools. I was kind of in the OG days of this. And I created a number of podcasts that got over 100,000 downloads that were 100% AI. One of them has 200,000. One of them has 175,000. One of them has 111,000. One has 60,000. We break down the analytics and exactly how we did this strategy, how you can apply it today, and how I was actually able to drive traffic and grow my business with this strategy. If this is something that's interesting to you, join our AI Hustle School community. You can watch the whole exclusive piece of content there. We have 185 people in. It's $19 a month. We'll probably raise this to about $100 a month in the future. But if you get in now at $19, it's locked in. You won't ever get the price raised on you. An amazing group of people that help share everything they're working on. So yeah, highly recommend you join the AI Hustle School community if you want to build your business. Let's get into this list of the top AI companies here in America. The first one that we wanted to talk about is CoreWeave. Now, this is a company I've been interested in for quite a while. I remember a couple years ago, I went to a conference in Las Vegas. CoreWeave had a massive booth. They just raised $1 billion, or I guess they just reached $1 billion valuation. And so it was like really interesting. As of May of this year, they raised $1.1 billion. So imagine going from $1 billion valuation to actually raising $1 billion. And this is not a company based in Silicon Valley or New York. So that seemed quite interesting to me. This is based in New Jersey. They're a GPU infrastructure provider. So essentially what that means is they will go to a company like NVIDIA, buy all GPUs, put them into a data center or into a data center or their own center, essentially. And people can pay to rent and use their GPUs and their infrastructure to train their AI models. So obviously, right now, this is incredibly important. If people can't get GPUs other places on their own, they're going to go to a third party like CoreWeave to use. That's how they're able to raise $1 billion. And when you think about $1 billion, it's not all just money that's going to go straight to paying for employees. Like, these data centers cost billions of dollars to build. These GPUs cost billions of dollars to buy. So this is where a lot of the money, it goes straight into CapEx. It goes straight into what this company actually has to pay for. But anyways, a ton of money still and really impressive. And they were able to raise this as their Series C. It closed in May. They had Fidelity, so big player, Altmer Capital, Magnetar Capital, a bunch of others that kind of jumped in. They were started back in 2017, but they're currently valued at $19 billion. Absolutely astronomical.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as we approach the top of this list and see some of the bigger players, a lot of it is actually the, not so much the software side, but the hardware and energy side of things that is really raising the most money. So that might, you know, ring some bells in your head as far as if you're looking for potential investments down the road, kind of where this is all going. But anyways, the next one on the list is called Weka. It raised $140 million in their most recent round. So they are currently valued at $1.6 billion, which is crazy. But the description is that it's an AI-native data platform. So again, back to the, as Jaden had mentioned in our last episode, some of these data centers and data providers are the ones who are really killing it as well, as far as, you know, valuations and fundraising. This one, as interesting note too, has NVIDIA as one of their top investors. So that's definitely one to keep an eye on.
Absolutely amazing. And, you know, NVIDIA gave them money and got the money right back. Same with Qualcomm Ventures. Qualcomm makes hardware. So same kind of deal here. The next one is Suno. This is one that Jamie and I have absolutely loved. We've talked about this a lot. It's an AI music creation platform. They raised $125 million. This is nothing to squawk at. That's their Series B, closed in May of this year. They got it from Cambridge. They're started in Cambridge, Massachusetts. They are valued at $500 million right now. They got this from Founder Collective, Lightspeed Venture Partners, and the former GitHub CEO, Nat Friedman, and the former head of AI at Y Combinator, Daniel Gross. So I think a lot of people had been seeing this company come up. They'd made some really incredible plays and a really incredible AI music generation platform. We've talked about it a lot. We've made music about with it. I have friends that use it to create music, post it online, and are getting paid from, like actually making money from music they create on Suno. So very, very cool company.
The next one we have on our list is called Scale AI. They just raised $1 billion, bringing their current valuation to nearly $14 billion. So now we're talking about the billions of dollars here. They are a data labeling service. Apparently, they provide data labeling services to companies for training AI models. So not really sure exactly what that means, but that's back to the whole data provider business model, which is absolutely blowing up right now, you know, when it comes to AI. Next on the list is xAI. This one I'm sure you've heard of, just raised $6 billion. Elon Musk is heading this up. Whenever his name is attached to something, it always raises tons of money. But not just because of his name, because he's doing a lot in a lot of other areas. You know, when it comes to robotics and autonomous driving, there's just really lots of, I feel like if anyone could use AI in their businesses, some of the things he's developed is, it just fits. So that valuation or that fundraising round makes sense to me. Currently, yep. xAI is valued over $24 billion.
Absolutely insane. I wanted to go back really quickly to Scale AI. This is a really interesting company. I think of all the companies that are going to come out of this AI boom, watch Scale AI. I think if there's any way you can get, you know, third or, you know, off market shares of this company, I would look at it. I think Scale AI, obviously not publicly traded, so, and none of us have enough money to get in on these rounds because they're getting money from like Accel, Tiger Global, one of the world's biggest investment firms, Spark Capital, Amazon put money into them. Scale AI is one of the companies, I think, like NVIDIA, that is going to just print money from this AI boom. And that is because they're working with data. Data labeling means that a lot of times a company is going to have a ton of data that they want to use to train an AI model. But the AI model can't actually use that data to train unless the data is labeled, unless you're like, this is a document talking about X, Y, and Z. And then when you train the model, it knows, okay, for documents talk about X, Y, and Z, this is the content. So every piece of content that goes into training an AI model has to be labeled. It's a very tedious process, and Scale AI does an incredible job doing that. In addition, Scale AI also has some data plays where they actually sell data to companies, right? Because they're already labeling all this data. And so if they make the license correct where they can actually keep the data after they label it, they can go and resell that data to another company to train an AI model. So it's like they have some of the raw materials. It's like they're selling the picks and shovels. Scale AI is absolutely going to make a ton of money in this AI cycle. xAI, my thoughts on xAI, yeah, this is big, $6 billion. What's interesting to me is that after Elon raised this $6 billion, it sounded jaw-dropping. Shortly after, Sam Altman went out and raised their most recent round for OpenAI, and he raised $6.5 billion. So I don't know if he's being petty or if he's just trying to, you know, one up, just get an extra $500 million than Elon Musk for OpenAI. But obviously, a ton of money is going into this. xAI, there's a couple plays that I think are going to be big. One of them, their collaboration with Tesla and self-driving. There's a ton of data there that they can kind of collaborate and work with. Number two is X.com, aka Twitter, has like a massive data set of one of the biggest social networks in the world that xAI essentially gave Twitter or X 30% equity in xAI. And that's going to be like some sort of partnership for the data. But also, I think Elon, when he bought xAI or X, the valuation like dipped a whole bunch, and he had a whole bunch of investors that put money in. He wants to hook them up. So he's giving them 30% of his new venture, which he's raised tons of money for. And it has created some impressive stuff. Like they already created Grok. I think that they're going to use xAI. They're getting the data from Twitter. They're doing some collaborations with Tesla. SpaceX sent them GPUs to actually train their AI models. They're building one of the biggest GPU clusters to the point where Sam Altman said he was concerned that xAI was going to have access to more GPUs than OpenAI. if he wasn't like careful or whatever. So Elon Musk, don't doubt that he's pulled some strings. But part of that was that SpaceX itself had GPUs that they sent directly to XAI. When XAI was struggling to get GPUs, SpaceX is like, oh, we got a bunch that we're not currently using. Go ahead and use them. And I'm sure they made some sort of licensing deal or whatever, but he's got a bunch of other companies he can pull some of this stuff from. The last thing I want to say on this is that I think XAI is also the AI that they create is going to be embedded into Tesla's humanoid Optimus robots. So it's going to be the AI that powers the robots. It's going to do some collaborations with the cars, and it's going to get all of this data from Twitter. So it's going to be a very powerful company that I'm excited to see where this actually goes.
Yeah, so if you enjoyed this list, we're going to continue it in our next podcast. But there's just tons of really interesting companies on this list who have raised over $100 million. It's great to just, you know, kind of go over them and just, you know, think about how, you know, where this is all going and what different industries AI is reaching into and how you can invest and grow and use these tools to make money. So if you enjoyed the episode, please be sure to leave us a review. That really means a lot to us. Wherever you listen to your podcast. And also, again, check out the school community. Just really a great place to continue learning and growing in your AI knowledge. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.